It was so hot in Adelaide, stage three of the gruelling cycling race, the Tour Down Under, had to be shortened by 26 kilometres, while the amateur community challenge cycle ride had to be cancelled altogether, with temperatures expected to climb above 40 degrees for the second day. In Melbourne, tennis stars and spectators at the Australian Open also felt the heat, with the mercury peaking just under 40 on Thursday. Organisers were ready to suspend play if temperatures were considered dangerously high. Environmental law lecturer from Macquarie University, Paul Govind, says a longer-term solution is needed.
Climate change will make these conditions more frequent, more severe, and really what we've seen recently with the Ashes here in Sydney, you go back to 2014, Australian Open, this will become the norm. And we have to adapt to that reality, unfortunately.
Mr. Govind says stadiums should be redesigned with the welfare of spectators in mind.
Some initiatives can include provision of shade, better shade, especially the use of trees. Other features, ventilation, more adequate ventilation. But also things like if we follow what's called the LEED standards of green sustainable buildings, we can look at roof coatings, which can deflect sunlight, as has been used at Melbourne Park on some of the courts there. And generally, I think we can also look at things, to do with flooring, using better materials that don't hold the heat, allow the heat to dissipate, and they don't create this accumulation of heat in one particular spot.
If modifications aren't made, he warns Australian sports fans won't be able to cope.
What we're going to see, particularly among spectators, higher rates of heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and in the long run, I think what we'll see are spectators just simply staying away.
The high temperatures are expected to remain over the weekend in Victoria. The Bureau of Meteorology's Andrew Tupper says there's little relief in sight.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a short, sharp hot spell followed by a cool change. This event's a little bit different to that. It's going to be nearly as hot or as hot, but the spell is lasting a bit longer and the change isn't going to go through all of Victoria.
The heat wave will also reach New South Wales, with temperatures soaring above 40 degrees in Western Sydney and lasting for 5 days. Health experts have stressed the need to stay hydrated and sun safe. The Cancer Council's Heather Walker is pleased sunscreen use is up, but says Australians still need to cover up in the sun.
Unfortunately, clothing use to protect your skin from the UV rays is actually going down, and we've seen the sunburn rate over time stay the same. So that seems to suggest that people are over-relying on sunscreen.
Anyone who is concerned about someone unwell because of the heat is advised to seek medical assistance.